Know the Source on One Radio Network.
It's the rebroadcasting live. Weekday mornings, this is listener-supported One Radio Network.
Okay. Open Phone Friday, hour two of our little programming here. Sharon, last name is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's where she's going tonight. She's going to give a full report. You're going to take your iPhone and take pictures, and you guys going to rave?
Oh, no.
You guys going to rave?
I don't have a phone to do that. You're
going to jump off a stage and let people catch you and all that stuff? Yeah, that's what I would do. It's pretty amazing that places like people like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and I think, who are some of the other long-lived groups like that? I mean, a lot of them are still going, aren't they? They just keep going.
Well, probably no one's gone longer than the Rolling Stones.
Is Mick Jagger still going?
I think he's up in his 70s now.
Poor Nick. His face looks kind of like a catcher's mitt, you know. But man, I tell you what. Well, if you've been through a whole, he really looks like he's been through it. God, you know. Oh my goodness. Yeah. But if you've done as much drugs as that, Nick Jagger. And has such wild times for the last 50 years. I guess you'd look like that. You know, he's led a hard life.
It looks like he's had a lot of fun.
Oh, boy. It looks like, you can look at that.
He's happy with it. Yeah, sure.
He had a lot of fun. Oh, Nick, I'll tell you what. He's still going.
Yeah, I guess so.
He said, there's a link to purchase a nebulizer at the end of this document. I ordered one in 2008 from there with no problems. Perhaps the FDA has a new restrictions. The information is from drcircus.com, taken from many of his ebooks. Okay. All right. Oh, this is pretty cool. I need to call Dr. Circus. It's been so many years since I've had him.
A long time.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Nebulizing bicarbonate and other medicinals. Oh, cool. I guess we could. No, we better not publish this because this is probably an ebook you need to buy. That would be. Bad karma, huh? Anyway, so let's see this link. Maybe we can use this link. Well, I'll look through this. Maybe we can find a link or two. Mm-hmm. Cool. If only our dogs could talk, what would they tell us? Well,
they probably wouldn't tell us all the things that they do when we're gone.
That's funny. What do you do? What do you do?
Because you know they get into things.
Do they?
Yeah, I'm sure they get into all kinds of stuff.
Doodle does.
Just like a kid, they wait till you leave and then they start snooping around.
Doodle doesn't. I would know.
Why? Because you always take her everywhere you go.
That's true. I'm taking some
herbs. You never leave her alone.
You know, it's funny that, of course, dogs can talk. You know, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. What was it, 3 years ago? 4 years ago? Doodle came to me in a dream. No picture, just her voice. And it was the cutest, sweetest little Walt Disney type voice I've ever heard. I wish you could have heard it. And it simply said, Patrick, my left teat is very sore. Please help me. Never forget it. Clear, not telepathically, but just clear voice. Patrick, my left teat is very sore. Please help me.
Wow.
I woke up. Of course, the first thing I do is check Doodle, turn her over, her foremost teat next to her head, you know, the foremost one on the left side is all red and swollen. I took a picture of it, talked about it, and we put it on the... I think the picture's still out there somewhere.
Probably.
On our website. Mm-hmm. So dogs can talk.
Yeah. But she was probably trying to tell you something else at the time, too, because it was on the left side. Do you ever think about that?
Yeah, that's a boy thing.
I know.
Well, that's why she asked me for help. She said, you know, this is part you too, so, you know, you might as well help me. And you know what was funny was that I looked at it and I just kissed it and said, it's fine. And I knew, and it just, in two, three days, it just went away.
Oh, good.
But yeah, it's definitely a boy thing. Left side, right?
Yeah.
It's always about a boy or a girl.
Maybe she was that when she, how old was she at that point? I wonder if she was maybe going into her first heat or something, and she was kind of concerned about the whole
thing. I don't remember. I think it was after that. I think it was, we'll find it on the website. I don't know how we'd find it, but I know the picture's there somewhere.
Yeah, I can look in the picture library. And
yeah, maybe you'll find it somewhere. Actually, you know, if you could find it, we could put it on the show page. I think it'd be fun for new listeners to see. Yeah.
I'll look.
Good, yeah. But it was, I think it was 3 years ago, 4 years ago. But you know me and time. No clue. It could be 12 years ago, and I wouldn't know the difference.
Well, it wasn't 12 years ago.
That's true. Doodle wasn't even there. Okay, yeah. Yeah. But I mean, you know, I always ask Sharon, you know, when was that? Was that 6 months ago? She said, no, that was 2 years. Or was that a year ago? No, that was... That was 4 years ago.
Well, we'll look for it.
Yeah. More emails here. My beloved first dog died at age 3 from a rattlesnake bite that the vet initially misdiagnosed. Shortly after that, he came to me in a dream and said, there is no death. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Isn't that sweet?
Hmm.
That's from Lynn. Huh.
Really? Okay.
See? Boy, did you have a connection, Lynn, with that little guy. Mm-hmm. Isn't that great? Well, he was right. Maybe Max is the same soul. Have you ever thought of that, Lynn? Maybe he just came back with Max. You never know.
I knew a lady who thought her dog was a reincarnation of her husband.
I don't think you go backwards.
I know. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, my husband is so dumb. He came back as a dog.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I don't think it goes backwards, but... I may be wrong, but I don't think so. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. You know, I wonder about... I see some of these little kids at the farmer's market, you know, 2 and 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And even see some kids, you know, 10, 12, 15 years old now, some of them, and how on it they are, you know, how aware they are of who they are and planet Earth and sharp, you know, just like they've been called a lot of names, you know, whatever, indigo kids or whatever, you know, people give them names. But I think there's just an incredible amount, this is just my theory, of souls that are coming in and have for the last, you know, 20 years, that my theory is that they didn't really maybe even have to come back, but I think they're just coming back to help. And help hold, do you know what I'm saying? Just kind of help hold this thing together, because we need some souls out there that are not bonkers, because that's the only way this whole thing doesn't fall and go in, you know, because everybody has their own state of consciousness. And when we are projecting peace, love, hippie beads and are nice and sweet and don't get in fights, and well, this is a huge impact on the planet. And I know it just is. It's the way it works. And all the people that are feeling like that, and there's billions of them around the planet, you don't know who they are, but they're holding this thing together, and otherwise I think it would just implode on itself, you know, if everybody was as bonkers as some of the people. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wouldn't make it. Yeah, it just wouldn't make it, you know. If after everybody is killing everybody, it would just, yeah, it would just turn into death and destruction. So I think there's a lot of sweet souls that are coming in now that are just peace warriors, you know. They're gonna help hold it together over the next 20, 30, 50 years. And if you don't think it's going to be interesting here 50 years from now, well, look how it's changed in 5 years or 10 years. Wow.
Sure.
Yeah. Just imagine. To me, it'd be worth being around 50 years from now just to experience all the stuff that's gonna happen, you know, the good, well, bad, and the...
It could be. That's why people keep coming back more and more, because you always think, well, I don't want to come back, but you might get curious and go, you know, I really want to see what's going on.
Or you might help, you know, just want to help. God says, you know, you're really good at this, and we could use some of these people, and maybe you come back and do a movie or write a book or, you know, or whatever, do a foundation and help people with this. How'd that be?
Right.
And so that would be your fate. And then some people figure out what their fate karma is, and they do it, and some people don't. But, yeah, I think that's how it works. I think we do have fate karma. We're kind of, but doesn't mean that we have to do it. We could change our minds, you know, because we have free will. We say, no, I know I signed up for this, but I don't want to do that. And that's it.
Yeah.
God says, okay, well, whatever works for you. This is what you wanted to do, but, you know, you have free will.
Yep.
So I think, and so anyway, I see these kids at the farmers markets, these 2 and 3 year olds, and, you know, you look at them in the eye, and they'll just look at you, you know. They won't take their eyes off of you, you know, and just look them, and they're just so comfortable, you know, connecting with you as soul. Just comfortable.
Yeah, sure.
They just don't care. You know, they don't, you know, like most people will glance away when you do that, you know,
because
they're not comfortable with you looking them that closely in the eye.
Yeah.
Most people will look away, but man, they don't. They're just there going, you know, and then the mom will look at me and they'll say something like, oh, well, he really likes you or something. Well, he doesn't, I don't know. But they'll just look at you forever, you know. You can just connect up with them.
Well, I think kids are so much more psychically intuitive, and because they're more connected to the source, you know,
mm-hmm.
because they haven't been here that long to be
fettered.
Yeah.
Fettered with. It's a good word, right? Fettered. They haven't been fettered with. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Adam says that doctors successfully treat gray hair with pseudo catalase, antihydrogen peroxide. Yeah, I've heard that, that there's too much hydrogen peroxide in the body is one of the reasons, and it actually bleaches the hair and it pops out gray.
So I wonder what would cause the buildup of hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, it's all connected. You know, you could probably follow, you know, the connection, follow the bouncing ball back to everything, right? Whatever, adrenal stress, you know. It's probably not just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Adam says that hypnotism and mesmerism work systemically, meaning auto-suggestion, do-it-yourself techniques works too. Every day in every way, my hair is getting better and better. Yogis in India have regrown arms and legs, so gray hair takes a lot less mind power, if you don't mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
I love
that. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, there's no telling. No telling what we're going to be doing in the future. Well, see, I think this is where the new medicine is going, is simply going to be soul working with their own body and working with other people's bodies that agree to it, because, you know, maybe it's our karma that Doug and Mel going to take everything away. I'm not wishing that or thinking that's going to happen, but maybe that is our karma, and it's just going to be another obstacle. I'm just theorizing here. I don't know what I'm talking about. Another obstacle that will say, well, you know, can't do that because they won't let us have it because, you know, we have government karma, so let's just figure out something else.
Well, it could just be to teach everybody that you don't really need it anyway, that it just does come down to your consciousness.
Well, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just,
okay. Oh, you're just reiterating what I said.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you said, well, it could just be. And I, yeah, right. That's what I just said. Yeah, exactly. And don't you think, Sharon?
Sorry, I was a little distracted. I've been looking for Doodle's picture.
But oh, I see. You were a little distracted. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'm not very good at multitasking.
I can tell. Yeah, that's exactly right. I think we have these, my theory is we have these challenges, right? We have these obstacles. Here's that one. And then we say, okay, well, what's the way around the obstacle? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly right. I think that's why we get sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but we have lots of things for that. Like if you want to increase your glutathione, listen to this. Previously with Stephen Huer and why the uniqueness of One World Whey delivers exceptional benefits.
A non-denatured, truly pure, truly raw whey protein will only help to raise glutathione. And when you raise glutathione, you have to remember every cell of the body, your pancreas, your liver, brain, all are dependent upon 10% of the protein content and every cell being glutathione, and makes that cell detoxify itself of heavy metals, chemicals, and whatever drugs. And then that makes the cell healthy. And one of the reasons that you have chronic disease is because the cells of the different organs and bodies are producing too little glutathione. They're succumbing to the free radicals. They're succumbing to the toxins, damaging the function of that organ. And that's one of the reasons why One World Whey is so profoundly therapeutically powerful, because every cell and every organ depends upon high levels of glutathione. And this is the number one food to fuel it over long periods of time, is glutathione production.
One World Whey offers four very, very good tasting flavors: chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and unsweetened, unflavored. Click and order One World Whey right now on OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously, Dr. Richard Massey talks about colostrum.
When you get certain vaccines, you get leaky gut from it.
Mm-hmm.
Now remember, we're all born with leaky gut. Big holes in our gut, but there's no poop in there because we haven't been eating in the womb, right? And so nature's vaccination program is to get mama's colostrum, which has all the immune factors in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the gut is wide open. It's got leaks in it. So this colostrum can come through like an injection. When it does, the leaky gut closes.
So that's why the colostrum we take helps seal the gut.
It seals the leaky gut. But people who are vaccinated tend to have chronic leaky gut because the gut is waiting for the real thing. So people's guts are open like, hey, when is the real stuff coming in?
Can the cow stuff do it?
The cow stuff does it as well.
Oh, it does.
So you put those immune factors in with colostrum before eating meals. Mm-hmm. It goes in. It's nature's vaccination program. It closes the leaky gut. Then your autoimmune stuff goes down. Your food allergies go down. Wonderful stuff happens.
Thanks, Doc. We love this product. Colostrum, lots of different sizes to choose from. It's a great product. Click and order Colostrum, any of the Sir Thrival links. It's right here on OneRadioNetwork.com.
Broadcasting live, weekday mornings, this is listener-supported One Radio Network.
About my fear of
talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com. Once again, here's Patrick.
It's one of Sharon's favorite songs, so I played that for you, sweetie.
Oh, thank you. I love that song.
I know. So do I.
Yeah, I love it.
I just love that. I love the first line. It's something about Galileo, they threw him in jail, or somebody for telling the truth. Do they, are they still around, the Indigo Girls? Or?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know, yeah. See, I'd like to see them live sometime. That would be cool. It looks like I'm going to have to do Leonard Cohen live in on the Astroplane after he left. Boy, I was really kind of, I kept looking to see when he was going to be in Austin, and next thing I know, he left his body. Poof, he's gone. Yeah.
He wasn't that old either, was he? How old was he?
Oh, I think he he's 70. Well, yeah, he was a young guy, 75, perhaps, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Any luck with Doodle's teat?
You know, I haven't
found it.
I'm thinking you might have sent it to me personally.
Oh, you know what? I think I have it in my picture file. If I see it, I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
You could put that up. That would be really, I think it could be a nice little adjunct to the show page and new listeners who hadn't seen it, and with a lot of new listeners in the last 5 years, or I don't know how it went, or whatever it was. Does it have a date on the photo, I wonder?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
Yeah. Yeah. So it's Julie sent me this. She ordered a nebulizer. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Julie, I must apologize, but Amazon has restricted me from selling this product because it is not cleared for OTC sale by the FDA. This means I must cancel the order. Once again, my apologies. I was unaware of this restriction by Amazon. See, it's an Amazon thing.
It's an Amazon thing.
Yeah, it's an Amazon thing because it says very clearly, this was a letter from Home Patent Services, the people that make the nebulizer. Yeah, you know, Amazon, they're one of the boys. They are the boys. Jeff Bezos, he's one of the boys.
Yeah, can't make it too easy for people to heal themselves.
No. When you get a made man, when you become rich and famous like Bezos and all these guys, they just, you know, they must take them into a room, put a light bulb over their head, and shoot them up with something. I don't know how they do this. I mean,
money.
Yeah. So what do you mean by money? Explain what you mean. How would you think it would work? How would they, you know, get the Zuck and Bill Gates and Bezos and all these guys, you know?
They all just love power, you know? You get that much money. And,
yeah.
You know, you feel like you have a right to, you know, be part of the club that makes the best decisions for the world.
Oh, I see. So they just kind of, you're saying you think that maybe they just kind of talk them into the idea that you can be one of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And we'll give you the inside information and, you know, we're going to work. We're going to, you know, even things like, we'll work on free trade so you don't get, you know, you don't get tariffs. And I'm sure they do all that, right? It's all part of the package.
Yeah.
These are the globalists, right? These are the globalists.
These are
what they do.
But they're doing it all for the betterment of humanity.
Oh, yeah. So it's always for the betterment of humanity. So it's an Amazon thing. So good. So Julie, just don't go through Amazon. Just get one somewhere else. But you can, they'll sell you the little mouthpiece, because I just got one about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then you can hook it on to whatever one. So go talk to Gary Hanna, get one from him, or well, whatever. And then, yeah. This fellow wasn't even aware. The fellow who made the nebulizer, he said, I wasn't even aware that you couldn't sell them. We couldn't sell them through Amazon. Isn't that funny? Here's another Amazon. Lynn says, I've done a pendulum test on many times on my first dog, Sammy. Oh, if my first dog, Sammy, reincarnated into Max, and I always get a no. However, when trying to figure out if I had a spiritual connection from Max, I always get a positive pendulum response to Max having my mother's soul. She died 13 years. No, sweetie, I don't think your mom come back as a dog. That's just me, but no.
Yeah, but I wonder if, you know, since soul is energy, if the energy just can't split off in different directions and you can just be in several things at one time.
Well, let's see. Good question.
You know, like a little bit of it can come into a dog, a little bit of it can come into your child, a little bit of it can come into your nephew who needs to be, who knows? I mean, we don't know. It's just energy.
Well, I mean, I think that if you're talking about that, really our essence, Sharon, is love, right? This is what we're made out of, right? We're made from divine spirit. That's what soul is, right? This energetic little ball, this of love. So yeah, but still, you and I are separate souls. We are separate. We are have a state of consciousness that we've had for a long time with many billions of lives. And I don't know, maybe you can split off and be, I know some of the yogis said that they've been in two bodies or three bodies at one time. I've never got that from any of my teachers, that that's the case, but could be. It could be.
Mm-hmm.
Could be. It could be. 888.
I mean, it kind of makes sense if you say out there and wherever we go, mm-hmm. say you're more part of a, like a soul group. Like the group is the big energy, and then you're just a little piece of that. So, I mean, couldn't... How do I want to explain it? Have you ever known someone who, say you just have a very connectedness with like a child or somebody in your family where if there's something wrong with them, you know immediately, you can actually feel it. Hmm. You can actually feel some kind of pain or there's such an intense connection. Couldn't you just be the same energy in two different bodies?
The same energy. Yeah. What do you mean by energy?
The same piece of the soul group.
Oh, sure. I mean, I don't, I think that's the way it works, that we're all just a little blip in the big soul God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're all just a little piece of God. So we're all one, and we're all, but we are separate, you know? Two at the same time. The Buddhists and the other people, they believe that you go into the void and you just kind of melt in to, you know, you just always dissolve. You just dissolve in the God and you're just one of the part of the blob and you don't know who you are anymore. But I have, it's just not, in my experience, it's not the way it works at all. I just know too many God-realized souls or a couple that have been there to the top and done that, and I've worked with on the inner, and it's not how it works, in my opinion. We do keep our identity forever, even though we are part of it, we keep our, so we always help. We're always helping somebody else, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's soul, yeah, and there's soul groups too. There's people that glob together and keep reincarnating back together again. They do that a lot. You know, families do that a lot.
Well, I think you're still missing what I'm saying.
No.
I think you are. Because I think maybe one soul, one soul, if you want to keep it as like individuals, I think one soul could still be inhabiting 20 or 30 bodies at one time.
Okay.
And having all these different experiences, but maybe, you know, the soul actually has its own personality. But when it comes into bodies, those people have their own personalities. But the soul is, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see. So you're saying that maybe you could be operating in 20 bodies now.
Yeah, yeah.
And not know about it?
Right. Well, how would you know about it? It wouldn't be something that you would be aware of.
So who's aware of the experience that other body is having?
Well, the actual person, but it's the same soul. It's just because we're human, we're not really conscious of it. It's like when we're human, we're not really conscious of where we came from before we became human. you sort of forget it once you've been here.
Yeah, but you can become conscious of it.
I mean, how can you explain, you know, people who've been married for 74 years and one of them dies and then an hour later the other one dies?
Well, because she just wanted to go. I mean,
because there have been people who've died who didn't even know the other one had died.
Right.
Well, you know, like people that are in two separate nursing homes.
Sure.
Where, you know, a mother's in one nursing home and the father's in the other, and they've both been, you know, really kind of bad off, and so they're not really conscious of each other's existence. Even maybe they both have Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. and then one of them dies, and then, you know, 15 minutes later in another part of town, the other one dies.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's fascinating.
Oh, me too. And
but it could be that it was just the same soul inhabiting two different bodies.
Or it could just be that two souls that are very connected on the soul level, and when one left, they knew it. And then,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
They knew it. I mean,
that they're just connected.
Yeah, I can remember, Sharon, I had a white German Shepherd. And she had I bred her, and she had a little puppy. The puppy's name was Laika, and her name was Pax. Mm-hmm. And she left her body one day, just lied on the kitchen floor, and just stopped eating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she waited about a week before I would step over, and she would just lie there, and I would cry and you know, get all emotional about her. And she waited till I totally let go of her. She taught me how to let go of her, is what she taught me. And when I was totally okay with her, then she left. And then her son, who was perfectly healthy, 5 years old, strong German Shepherd, just did the same thing like 5 months later.
Wow.
Just left.
Yeah, I've actually known parents and their children who died very close to each other. And then I just got to thinking, okay, say going back to the two people who have been married for 74 years, mm-hmm. it could be that one of the souls leaves their body and then they just fly over to the next one and goes, come on, babe, let's go.
Yeah, no, exactly.
We're out of here.
Exactly.
You know, maybe that's how it works.
Well, it could be, you know, it could be. Yeah. I remember one time, I lived next door to a family, and they had four kids. And the man, he was kind of a rascal, but he really liked me, and he was really cool. But he was a rascal. He had a very strange personality, but I got along with him, but a lot of other people didn't. Well, I was traveling somewhere. And I was in a hotel room doing something. I don't even remember what year it was, maybe 1980, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I talked to my mom that next morning. You know, I woke up, talked to my mom, and she said, well, you know, Mr. Bober died last night. Mm-hmm. That was his name. And I saw him leave his body.
Wow.
As soon as she said that, I remembered the whole experience. That night when he left, I saw it. It was just this wonderful, pure white energy and I knew it was him. I don't know how I knew it was him, and it just kind of left, and I felt this really amazing feeling, and I woke up feeling that. But I had forgotten it until she said it, and then, and my mom, of course, thought I was crazy, and I said, what? Mm-hmm. But then after I talked to you about it a little bit, and I said, well, Mom, you know, your soul, right? So how it's not that strange that I saw Mr. Bober leave his body, right? She said, oh, I guess not.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And of course, isn't that fun story? And of course, we've heard so many people over the years that have been with people when they left their body, and many great, wonderful experiences they had of just love and this really, you know, kind of mind or life-changing experiences just to be with someone when they left their body.
Well, I found it more profound to be with someone when they're leaving than even birth. You know, they always go, oh, the miracle of birth. And it is true, but there's something really, really
something
cool
going on, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you actually leave the world.
So you've been with somebody when they left?
Yeah, I was with my dad and my grandma.
Oh, you're right, with your dad when he left.
Sure.
Oh, that's right. You were. Yeah.
Both of them on their last breath. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wonderful experience. Both of them.
So
were wonderful.
What'd you feel?
I just, you know what? I felt pure joy.
Mm-hmm.
Just pure joy. Yeah. And energy, especially with my grandmother, because she, I was actually holding her hand at the time.
Oh.
She was completely just kind of like in a comatose state. You know, I knew she was getting very close, and I walked over and sat on her bed and just kind of held her hand and just told her how much I appreciated her allowing me to go through the last couple of weeks of her life with her. You know, and that I had learned so much, and it was just a beautiful experience for me to care for someone who was getting ready to leave this world. You
yeah.
know?
It's a real blessing, yeah. isn't it? Real blessing.
Yeah, it was really wonderful. And so, you know, she had been in hospice care for the past 3 days, and so she really had not even moved. And when I was holding her hand, there was no life there. I mean, she wasn't, like, holding my back or anything. There was nothing. And her, you know, her breathing had gotten to where you could just hear that death rattle. You know that they're getting close to leaving. It's very obvious, you know. And so when she took her last breath, she squeezed my hand. Mm. Now, this is a woman who had not been conscious for the past 3 days, had no strength. I mean, she was probably all of 80 pounds at that point, tiny little thing. And she squeezed my hand with strength that I've never even had a handshake from a man like that. I mean, it was just this strength and power. And she opened her eyes.
Hmm.
She looked straight up, and the look on her face, I will never forget it. It was like this look of, when you look at something and you go, I'll be damned, look at that, wow, like,
yeah.
wow,
yeah.
you know? And she squeezed my hand. I felt an electric current through my body. It was an electric, it was very like, well, I mean, I don't want to get nasty or anything, but it was almost like an orgasmic feeling, you know? It was this electric shock just going through. Very climactic, you know, and I felt totally like with her, right with God. And then she was out of her body, let go of my hand, and it was amazing. And I started laughing.
Yeah.
I mean, I started laughing, like I was laughing to where I was crying. It was the most amazing experience. And I got up out of her room, and I ran down to the hospice nurses, and I go, oh my God, this is so cool. She just left her body.
Isn't it great?
And they looked at me, and the one lady said, you know, I'm glad you had that experience, because death does not have to be sad. It was not a sad thing at all.
No.
At all. And it just changed my whole way of looking even at life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and even with my dad, as much as I hated to let him go. I was okay with letting him go, because I knew my biggest fear when my dad was, you know, sick and you know in his last month or so, my biggest fear was that he was going to leave without me knowing. And I would have been pissed. I would have been with everything he and I had gone through. I would have really been upset had he just died in sleep one night with no goodbye to me, you know, and that was my biggest fear. And so when, you know, ended up in, you know, critical care on Father's Day, I had to make peace in my mind. I said, this could be it. And so we laughed. My dad and I were joking. We were joking with each other 2 minutes before he left his body.
Yeah.
You know, I was not going to cry or say, please don't go. No, we were joking. We were talking about women. We were talking about, like, girls 2 minutes before.
And your dad loved to talk about girls.
Because, you know, my dad was a womanizer. Yeah,
he loved to talk about girls.
It was just funny because he was saying some of the lady's name. And I said, oh, is that kind of, you know.
But you knew he was going.
I knew he was going. Yeah. I totally. And I said, well, we're going to go out on a laugh here because I, you know, this has got to be a good thing.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. Well, great stories. Yeah. Yeah, I was with the only ones I souls I've been with this lifetime is dogs, you know, dogs and cats. I was with Bria and Jazzy Boy, and that was amazing, both with them, and then my other German Shepherds. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see here. Good morning. Who's this?
Oh, sorry, I'm gonna have to leave in a minute.
This is Denise calling from Dallas.
Denise.
Yeah, this is Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Okay. I want to say two things. First of all, I would say it a little differently than what Sharon expressed, like one soul split into different people. I've come to understand what I believe. Yeah, there is an individual soul with its that stays intact. But what I would say is that we have, all our lifetimes, they're all being lived simultaneously. Our understanding of past or present or future is only in our mind because we're living all the lives at the same time anyway. And so it's more like having parallel experiences. That's what I was. That's the way I would express it. And I wanted to say just one other thing. I'm a student, a healer of Sri Gary Olson, and he's a thought guru. He's amazing. But he said you are going to have at least two spiritual experiences in your life, at least two. One when you're born and one when you translate, when you pass. Huh. He said, but people think that the being born is the big one. It's not. He said, there is nothing like what you will experience when you actually leave this body.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
That will be all and in all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe that too.
Yeah. How'd you come to this? Just a lot of reading and thinking. You know, I think you're accurate. My experience on the lifetimes, I know for a fact that on the soul level of, you know, on the soul level above the mind and above the emotions and above subconscious, right, that there is no time. And time is an illusion, and they are happening all at the same time, all these lives. I know it's a little weird, but that's it is, because there's no time. So, you know, if you were, it's just all going on at the same time. And that's how we can remember past lives, because you don't have to go back and try to dig around. Just surrender to what you want to know and see, and you'll see it, because it's already there.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Bye, Denise.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Sharon, you got to go? Where are you going?
I do. I have to go. I have to pick my daughter up at a class.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, thanks a lot. Have a nice weekend. Red Hot Chili Peppers tonight.
Chili Peppers, bunch of tennis all weekend. Mm-hmm. So
your daughter has turned into a tennis maven.
She has, but you know what? It's introduced me to tennis, too, and I've really been enjoying it. Mm. So I've been playing myself, and it's something I really look forward to, and it's great. The last weekend, we were out on the tennis courts for a couple of hours, and there was this older couple right next to us, and they were playing. They were so cute. The man was probably 80, and the woman, I know, she was 72. And they were playing tennis and really playing tennis, you know, pretty well. You could tell the woman was a beginner. And she came over and she asked my daughter if she could play with her. And I guess I should have felt insulted that she had asked me. She wanted somebody good to play with. Anyway, so her husband and I, we just stood there and talked to each other. And they had just gotten married. They had been married for 2 months. And he was teaching her how to play tennis. Because he had started playing tennis when he was 57. And he loved it so much that he was teaching. And so it was a good activity for them to do together to stay in shape. And yeah. It was so sweet.
That's great.
Yeah, he was just gushing all over her. They had both lost their spouses, and they just came together, and yeah, it was neat.
That's great. Well, happy tennis.
All right. Well, we'll see you all later.
See you all soon. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. We'll stick around for a while. Allison writes in, I think this caller just said something like, when you translate, I love that, you translate back into the greater consciousness. Oh, I'm not sure about that, but, that's right. That's the term that we use, Allison, in Ekankar. We don't say die. We say translate, because you do just translate into the next step. Yeah, I don't kind of think, I'm just talking here. Greater consciousness. You know, it's my experience, and because I remembered past lives, and Allison also wrote that I used to think it doesn't go backwards either, but there is a story Buddha used to tell. The lady was nursing a baby in the marketplace and hitting a dog to get it to go away, to stop her dog barking her, and the story brought people into tears, and how the wheel of karma drives lifetimes when there's no consciousness of how it all works. I don't understand that, what that story is. The truth of things was the baby had once murdered the woman. The baby had once murdered the woman, possible. And the dog, well, you get the sense of it, the dog had once been the woman's child and was trying to get the attention to say, no, they don't go backwards. You just don't. I'm sorry to be so dogmatic about that, but you don't. We go for lifetimes and millions of lifetimes, and we could turn out to be a serial killer, and have to go lifetimes and lifetimes to deal with all of that karma, and it could be, 100 lifetimes to deal with the karma and the grief that you brought the mother, the person you killed, and all this stuff. But you don't go backwards to a dog body. It's just my understanding from people that I trust. Recently, a man's dog was strengthened by the system of Chinese energetics called Yuan Method, to having once been cooked and eaten by his owner in another life. The dog was getting to bite with the same man. And yeah, I don't know about all that stuff. I don't think go back to animals. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. A lot of stories out there, a lot of ideas, and everybody gets their own experience and believe what they want and experience what they want and see what they want. I've looked and saw some stuff. I could be totally wrong. Totally wrong too, and you could be, could maybe go backwards. Could be. Julie and others dealing with lung issues may wish to consider Lobelia. Nutritional historian Christopher Burr recounted amazingly fast recoveries of lung cancer patients using hydrogen-rich water Lobelia. Lobelia. Yeah, people are using these terms. This kid, Letty, was going on talking about walk-ins. And people use this term walk-ins. And I think that's all stuff that's not well thought out about what's really going on, the way it works, and channeling and all that. But, there's a very, I think, reasonable explanation for all of it, of how it works. And most of it out there, in my opinion, is not accurate. But so you just keep looking and seeing and see what fits for you. Okay, who's this? Good morning.
This is Trent.
I'm sorry?
Trent.
Trent. Hello, Trent. Long time no talk to you.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You're up in, if I remember, up in Northwest, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm doing good here. Thanks.
Yeah, I went through a nebulizer thing a few years back. I couldn't get one anywhere in Washington State.
Oh, and, so you're the one that wrote about the Washington State.
Yeah, I see.
Huh.
And so I think there's a big clampdown. I don't know if it's just Amazon or not, but I know you had a show on, and I considered this. You had a show on 2 or 3 weeks ago, and someone said that they had one at their store. It was one of your guests.
Yeah,
and, I was
Gary,
trying to think which one it was, because I was kind of tempted to buy one at that time.
Gary Hanna, Nature's.
About it.
You can't hear me. Gary Hanna, Nature's Pure Organics.
I just went over his site and didn't see any way to order one. There's not one listed, and I went through his stores and all products, and I didn't see anything.
Well, maybe just call him. Just call him. He's got his phone number there, Trent, right there on the top. You click contact. You see the phone number?
Yeah.
Yeah, 410-4343, and see if he knows. I don't see one. I'm on there right now. Maybe he doesn't have it listed for whatever reason, but I think he's got one. He could sell you one.
Yeah,
they're really fun, boy, Trent. I've been doing like maybe a third colloidal silver, 6,000 ppms, a third copper, and a third gold, or maybe a silver, and I do a little 3% hydrogen peroxide in there. Gary says that really leverages it, makes it really potent.
Uh-huh.
And boy, you can feel some stuff going on. I don't know what it is exactly energetically, but this monoatomic silvers and coppers and gold, and it's really something that's going on with it.
Yeah, I've used it. I used to make it, 25 years ago, about a quart. And I've rigged up my own setup and made it from, that was when it was all brand new, 30 years ago maybe. And I used to give it away, let it quart, people that were sick, and it did quite a bit of good. I'm also the guy that, if you remember, I called you 2-3 months ago, or more. I had terrible infection that got in my neck and air hole my skin and was leaking stuff. And I tried some colloidal silver at that time. Didn't really do much, but the MMS did.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff. I took like 4 drops and it just dried it out. I mean, just started drying it out. I had like over an inch hole in my neck.
Wow. Wow, wow.
It was just stuff just dribbling out of there, just nasty stuff.
Hmm.
And it was like quick. It was like laid down, and when I woke up, I had just oozing.
Hmm.
And
you put the MMS?
I spent $100,000 in the hospital.
Wow. And you put the MMS on?
And they rammed everything they could into me. I almost didn't survive what they put in me, antibiotics around the clock for... 13 days.
So your neck's all healed up now. Everything's cool?
Yeah, healed up. It tried to come back. It was about 5 months, 6 months later That was about this time last year when it happened. And about 5 or 6 months after I got everything squared away, I still wasn't feeling all that great from all of the juice they put in me in the hospital. But, I mean, I was feeling, you know, I mean, I was basically had it down. When I, what happened is it came around again. And I thought, oh, my God, I just don't want to go through that hospital. They'll kill me this time. They almost did last time. And if I didn't, I was going to die anyhow. So, and I tried to, I was going to try to do that RVBI, the red blood, or RBVI, the blood irradiation thing that Tahoma Clinic does. I just happened to live a few miles from Tahoma Clinic. And they weren't answering, they weren't the lady that was supposed to be there on the phone. I made about a dozen phone calls and couldn't get through. And so that was no good. So I figured it was hospital or die.
Well, you got creative and you figured it out. Good for you.
Yeah, it forced me into a corner to where I couldn't ignore the MMS anymore. I did it. And
there
wow.
you go. Yeah. There.
And it was quick.
Yeah, boy.
It was just super quick. It was on the case within 3 or 4 days. Everything was okay, except, you know, I had a big scab on my neck because it ate a hole, giant yeah. hole in my neck. But other than having a big scab on me, I was like, you know, tuned back up. And it's actually, I would say, within 24 hours, all the really nasty stuff had quit leaking and was on well on the way to mending.
Good for you.
And it was a heck of a lot quicker than all the antibiotics and crap they put in me in the hospital.
Yeah. Well, that's why the boys, Doug and Mel, are not happy with MMS, because it works.
Oh, they're not happy with it at all. They got guys in jail, and they're persecuting anybody. I recommend everybody. Oh, and another little trip. One of the reasons... here's an interesting point that might be helpful for the audience in general. I played with it and tried to do it the clumsy way that they recommend, you know, you get the citric acid and mix it and do this and do that. Well, when I was in that emergency situation, the only thing I had was vinegar. So I had some. I had my organic vinegar, and so I went ahead and just throwed in some drops, approximated, just, you know, put in like 5 to 1. That's what the what's supposed to be 5% acid.
Yeah, we know. Okay, go ahead.
So I just went ahead and approximated that and added just a little extra. And drank it down, and that worked perfect.
Sure.
Just boom,
yeah.
boom, boom.
That's right. It's an acid, you know, and vinegar works the same thing as... hold on a second. Vinegar works the same thing as apple cider vinegar works the same thing as citric acid. But you can get citric acid very cheap, very easy, and all you do is just mix it up together.
It's a pain. I tried MMS 4 or 5 times, and I just came.
Oh, you didn't like the taste of it.
Not wanting to do it anymore.
So it tasted better with the apple cider vinegar.
Bam, bam, it's done.
I don't know. Okay, well, thanks for calling, Trent. We appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah, thanks a lot, yeah. I hate it when people can't hear me, but I don't like talking over people, but... pretty interesting thing, I think. I put on my Facebook page. This is curious. Back in 1963, John F. Kennedy, he gave a speech called the Peace Speech. And let me see. Oh, somebody's filling up my Facebook page, a lot of stuff that I don't. Okay. Now, where's Mike? The one I put up. Oh, here it is. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's called the Peace Speech, and he gave this in 1963. So if you wanted to hear this, and it was all about Kennedy said all this Cold War stuff with Russia was nonsense. You know, because back in the 50s, the late 50s, when I was in grade school, you know, they were just always talking about how the Russians wanted to kill us, and we had drills, you know, with nuclear bombs. You know, it was just crazy, you know. And it was all fake news, of course. Russia no more was going to nuke us, and we no more was going to nuke them, and it's just fear-based, fear porn that they start, you know, they've been doing it forever. You know, that's how you get into wars, so they just make it up. And so Kennedy knew this, right? He was a cool guy. So he gave this speech in June of 1963. And it sounds a lot like Donald Trump and, you know, on the campaign trail when he was talking about, you know, what's this deal with Russia? We don't need to, you know, to be enemies with them. Why not make friends with Putin and get along? And of course, the media, the corp, you know, the globalists, the people that love war, you know, they've been pounding him ever since for that, ever since then. And that's what this whole Russian meddle in the election, it's all nonsense. I know it's been nonsense from the very beginning. It's got no reality. The WikiLeaks thing had no connection with Russia, and they are the ones that released all the Democratic emails that Comey didn't deal with, and there was so much stuff on Hillary Clinton, you know, they could have thrown her in jail with all this stuff. But of course, the corporate media, they didn't report on it. And this thing is so obvious to me, what's going on with President Trump. Is he a handful and big egotistical? Sure, but who cares? Does that make him a bad guy? Does that make him a traitor? I mean, they called John Kennedy a traitor, and there were posters out that they shouldn't impeach him for treason because he wanted to make friends with Russia. Just listen to the speech. That's all he said. Well, you know, why do we have to, you know, keep telling everybody that we want to kill each other? The United States doesn't want to kill Russia. Well, you start talking like that, and the corporate boys, Doug and Mel, they want to get you out. And I think the evidence shows very clearly, with all the hundreds of books written about the Kennedy assassination, that the deep state, including the CIA and FBI you know, other government agencies were involved with Kennedy's murder. I mean, it's the evidence is there. You just have to look at it. You know, but they keep selling Lee Harvey Oswald. So I think the same thing's going on with President Trump, and they're trying to, you know, drive him out, and they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. He'll probably spend 4 years just bunkered in with one so-called scandal after another. And when you control every media outlet on the planet, virtually everyone except guys like us and a few people around, Drudge is pretty good. They got some stuff. You go to a place, Zero Hedge. They've got some good articles from people around the world. Paul Craig Roberts, F. William Engdahl. They'll give you some pretty scoopy news. It's much more real. But everything else, mostly on websites and radio, television, it's all fake news. It's all propaganda. The corporate globalist. They. You know, they want to keep everything like it is. They hate free trade. I mean, they love free trade. They love open borders. President Trump talked about allowing people to bring in pharmaceuticals now from Canada very easily because he wants a little price competitive with all the meds, you know. So the big pharma hates him. He's questioned the efficacy of vaccines. You know, nobody likes him. I mean, you know, none of the corporate people like him. They want him out. And they just want them out. That's it. And they're going to do everything they can to get him out. They might figure out a way how to impeach him somewhere along the line, but he better watch his back. And I think the biggest challenge is with President Trump is he just can't shut up. You know, he just has a hard time, you know. He responds to people, and it's just makes it worse. If only he understood the spiritual idea of just let it go. Prove it. Okay. Russia meddled with the election. I had to deal with Russia. Well, prove it. Knock yourself out. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. But he's having a hard time doing that. But that's what I would be telling him, boy, if I was advising. Move, just keep your focus on what you want to do. I mean, some of the stuff you're seeing out there is just crazy. Here's an email I just got in from, I don't know, the PR group wants to schedule an interview with somebody. What happens if Trump resigns? He's not going to resign, I'll tell you that. Oh, man. Planet Earth is fun, isn't it? Joyous. Oh, you know, remember we talked briefly about this place in... Was it Oregon? No, Oregon? Yeah, Oregon. A 2,000-acre organic farm that was... They got a letter from the county there saying that... this farm needed to spray glyphosates and Roundup on the weeds, right? Because the weeds were a problem. So this thing went viral, and I mean, it just went viral. We put it on Facebook and talked about it. So it looks like it didn't take long for these guys to turn around. Here's a little quick little letter from David Cross from Azure Farm, this 2,000-acre farm, Azure Farm. He says, tonight we've had a very productive meeting with the county commission and weed board officials. They have a weed board official, Sherman County. Let's see what this is. Oh, this is the CEO of Azure Farms. See if we can play this.
Okay, here we are in Sherman County here in Morrow. We just went through the hearing with the county commission and the weed board, and and I want to thank all of you well customers for giving your opinion, for spreading the word far and wide. Not only did it spread the word far and wide about this, but it opened up a whole new level of debate about organic agriculture, organic farming. I think it's done wonderful things. It's given opportunity for people to hear about the benefits of organic agriculture and healthy food, really, that have never had it before. And thank you so much. You know, I will say that, you know, even though here in the county there was lively debate, the level heads have prevailed. The county commission has now agreed to work with us on a proper wheat plan. So that's all we're really asking. We just need the ability to work on a proper wheat plan that does not include toxic chemicals. And so that's what we need. We still have a couple of more meetings to get this all worked out, but those meetings have been set up, and I'm very optimistic that this will work out in a good way. But thank you so much for spreading the word. It was awesome. This has been a great experience, a great learning experience, and it's been a great thing for spreading the word about healthy food, healthy soil, and organic agriculture.
Wow. Yeah, I heard that they got up to 40, 50,000 emails from around the world when this thing went viral. Can you imagine a little county, Sherman County, getting that many emails and telephone calls saying, what are you guys doing? You can't make an organic farm, spray weeds with Roundup. So if you don't think that popular opinion can't sway things, and now with social media and shows like this and just emailing, so stay on top of things, and when you see, don't be shy about writing your congressman or calling him or sending an email to something you agree with or disagree with. And, that's the way we're going to protect ourselves with stuff. And this was great, man. This thing went total viral. And, man, they got deluged, and they said, whoops, I think we better not do this. I don't think we better do this, right? This is not going to end well if we make them spray glyphosates on their 2,000-acre farm that's been there 20 years. Can you imagine? Spraying. Wow. That would just destroy the entire operation. Yeah, baby. Amazing. So that's a good outcome. Good job, kids. Hi, Patrick. Are you familiar with Stetzer filters? Of course. Dave Stetzer, who's been on our show quite a few times. You can put in his name, Dave Stetzer, S-T-E-T-Z-E-R, in our search engine. And Dave has got these little cool filters. I've got about 20 of them around my house and plenty here in the studio. And what it does is it diminishes the white noise, or what they call white noise. It's just noise on the electricity in the wires in your home. And this white noise affects the body. It can affect everything from blood sugar to, it's just crazy, just living in your house. Yeah, you can explore it. You can go to StetzerElectric.com, StetzerElectric.com, and you can buy a bunch of these filters and kind of plug them in. Now, what you would want to do is you'd want to get a Stetzer Gram Stetzer meter. This is a little plug-in meter. I think it's about $100, and it tells you the amount of white noise in your wires coming out. And then you can look at this meter as you're placing, have someone in your home, and you start placing these little filters around the house. And it's really curious because of the way the wiring works, and like the kitchen might be tied in with the bedroom and all of that. You can place them in different spots, and you can get the number down as low as you possibly can. And I think the number you want to get to is below 30. It's just a numerical thing that Gram Stetzer came up with. And what you could do is you could chip in some friends or neighbors and just buy the meter, and then everybody could use it. Because once you get your home kind of tidied up, you don't really need the meter, and let other people use it, and they could do the same thing. Then you just have the meter. So that's really it. And you want to get below about 30, but Dave Stetzer would give you the scoop on all of that if you want to get some. And they have them on Amazon, but you can go right to Dave. I think he sells a 20-pack bundle. A lot of homes, depending on how big your home is and how much stuff you have, you might need 10, 15 of these meters to get it down where you want. But I can go around with my little meter, and I'm down really low, you know, maybe 25, 30, 35 on the little numerical thing, which brings that whole white noise down in your home. Does that make sense? So what happens is the grid doesn't put out a real 60 cycle or whatever it is, a pure sine wave. There's a lot of noise on the line. They call that noise. But if you would do a sine wave, which I've done, I actually had a fellow come over with a sine wave generator, and you can look at a wave, and a lot of the real pure audio files, for example, the people that listen to these beautiful classic records when they used to, they would try to get a perfect sine wave in their electricity, which put out a pure, more pure sound, and you could set up a studio like that or something. It's pretty cool. But you can actually see the noise on the line when you put up a little sine wave generator on it. You can see steps instead of a pure circle, you know, instead of a sine. And steps are noise. They call it white noise. So that's the story on the Stetzer meters. They're cool, and they work, and they don't burn out. So you buy them one time, plug them in, and you're good. And what's really interesting, you can learn a lot about how this works. So say you have a Stetzer meter plugged into one of your sockets, right? And you're saying, well, I got 120, 130, or something like that, or 200. You might have 500, and you really don't want that high living in that, because it's affecting your body. It could be affecting your body, unless you tell your body not to let it affect it, and that's a whole other story, which I recommend. But anyway, you can then put in a compact fluorescent bulb and turn that on, and you can see how it affects the noise. It's amazing. These things put more white noise, these compact fluorescent bulbs, which is why I don't use them anymore. And it's hard to find real incandescent. But we know after many years of looking at this that the incandescent bulbs are the very safest. Good old incandescent bulbs. Home Depot still sells them. You can still get them online. Harder to find. They're trying to phase them out, but definitely the safest things to use are incandescent bulbs. And also, you want to get rid of all these dimmer switches. Yep, not good. You can put a meter, plug in your meter, and take a dimmer switch and turn it up anywhere in the house, and you'll see the numbers go totally stratospheric, very, very. These are not good. Dimmer switches are the worst things. Worst invention ever for your health. So I wouldn't use them or get them out. Get them out. What else? Well, we've covered a lot of territory here. The Great Natural Hair Color Reset. Great Natural Hair Color Reset we talked about. And a waking dream of life, lights for a gadget for lights for our little Skype thing, and translating rather than dying. And Sharon gave some great experiences about that. A little bit of chlorine dioxide, a lot about nebulizing. Found out that Amazon got a thing about selling a nebulizer, and there are some states that evidently won't let you sell them either, which is really strange, but who knows? There, I don't know where that came from. But Gary Hanna with Nature's Pure Organics, see a link on our site, he's got a nebulizer, and he's the one who has all these silver, gold, and very high doses if you want to play around with that. And nebulize that and Julie in Minnesota is going to find herself a nebulizer and try some of that. Then we also will have all the information on our great natural hair reset program, which is going to be Samson's and hair health and telling your body to stop it. That's right. It is telling your body, stop it. Don't do it. Stop it. Tell me I think about that. I think about that Bob Newhart thing. He's a therapist and people come to, and this is years ago. People come into his office. I think Sharon put that video up on it. People come into his office and they go on and on, all this trauma in their life. And you know, I do that. And I keep finding boyfriends that don't like me and all that. And Bob Newhart goes, well, stop it. Stop it. It's funny. I heard you talking about homeopathic sulfur yesterday. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that. My husband had a recurring rash that prescription cream wasn't helping. I had just gotten a few of the little homeopathic tubes and happened to have the 30X sulfur. His itching and rash had just returned and he was going to put some of the cream on. The cream caused unbelievable side effects. Anyway, he took some homeopathic sulfur 30X and the itching stopped. From the time he walked from the living room to the kitchen, he had been teasing me, calling it voodoo medicine, but is very impressed on how fast the homeopathy worked. Well, I agree. If you get the right remedy, homeopathy can be just poof. On Wednesday, I went to see Dr. Faulkner, who we've had on the show, because Doodle for the last, 6 weeks had just been really scratching. I mean, just more than I'd seen her ever in her whole life. And I don't know where it's come from. Who knows? So I went to Dr. Faulkner and he wanted to see her because this is pretty. So, and he just looked at her and played around with her and looked at her skin and we talked. And he likes to get a lot of ideas of how she acting and he looked at her poop. And, you know, this is how real good homeopaths work. They really figure out from a spiritual intuitive level of what's going on, or the best they can. So he said, yeah, well, I think we're going to do 30X sulfur. And he said she may really sleep pretty well, take a long nap this afternoon, and we'll see. Well, we did that Wednesday afternoon. He just opened her mouth and dumped a little tube, a pretty good sized tube. So, so I'm not sure of how much you put in there. If you just do it on your own with the blue tube, if you want to try it on your dog, it's not going to hurt. If your dog's doing a lot of scratching, I guess you could just open the whole blue tube and dump that in there because he did a pretty good hit of it. And just like he said, she really chilled out that evening. She just started going into my room and taking a nap, and she hardly ever does that. And that whole night, she was just quiet as you can be as far as itching. Amazing how quickly. Now, it picked up again a little bit yesterday afternoon, and last night she had a pretty rough night, and then this morning it's been a lot better. So what you do with a good homeopath like Dr. Faulkner is you have a journal every day and you write down exactly what experiences they have, and then that's the way you can figure out. So then what you do is you kind of just let this one work. You don't give them any more, just this one hit. You let it work through the body. It works on all these different levels. And maybe after 2 or 3 weeks, it's totally gone, or maybe something else happens, and then they can go to another remedy. But if you really work the process and don't give up, which I have before, but this I'm not going to with this one, they can find a remedy that can get right to the root. I mean, I'm talking about the spiritual, emotional, mental root cause of things in animals or people with a good homeopath. If you really work it right, it's an art. I've never really met a homeopath person type thing, the dead people thing, that I ever wanted to play around with. And now that I really don't have much going on anymore, except now I'm just going to step on the gas and get younger. If you can find a homeopath that really knows their stuff, boy, if you get the right remedy, it can do a lot. So I don't think Dr. Faulkner takes any more patients. He's so busy. But I believe Pat Bradley, we had a show with Dr. Bradley. You can look up Dr. Bradley on her website. She does homeopathy as well. Dr. Faulkner's website is vitalanimal.com if you want to learn more about his stuff. So, had a great show with Janet Perry yesterday. Maybe you listened to that over the weekend. She's doing so good. And, you know, I wanted to mention, too, that Janet Perry has been on this Great Lakes gelatin, or the collagen, or gelatin, which one? The green bottle. Is that collagen? Yeah, collagen. For a year. And I saw her Monday night, and her skin looks just great. Here's a gal, theoretically, with stage 4 breast cancer, healing from it, and her skin looks great. And she said she's been taking a lot of this collagen for a long time. I mean, a lot. So I'm going to start taking a bunch of it. I haven't taken it for a while. I've got a green can there, and it'd be fun just to take it. It's a good protein. Really got a lot of good stuff working in it. And I like the green can. The red can, boy, I don't know. It's like, that's what they call gelatin. It's a little different product. It's not as hydrolyzed like the collagen, right? The gelatin. And it just clumps up as soon as you put it in. It's like really like, it's no fun at all. But the green can in our store, the Great Lakes green can, you can put that in a big glass, and you can put 3 tablespoons in just cold water and mix it up. That's a lot. And you can just sip it throughout the day. And it's pretty cool for your skin, your hair, your nails. Then if you're doing the sulfur, man, your little skin, hair, and nails are going to be like you're 12 again. Or 13. Or 6, or 21. Yep. Broop, broop. It doesn't make that noise when you go backwards. It'll just go broop. Okay, so I'm going to go now. I'm going to go out in the sun for a minute. Boy, it's like really cool. Have a nice weekend. We'll see you Monday. Thanks to Sharon and for participating this morning. And now that she's a tennis mom, gets busy and doing stuff. And Lynn for taking notes. And next week, boy, an easy week for me, man. Got all of our favorites coming next week. Last week of the month, Stephen Huer, Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Pretty cool. Dr. Jennifer Daniels, Andrew Goss, and the Masseys. I call them the Masseys. Meridian Grace and Richard Massey. So thanks for your participation. I love you all very much. And we appreciate your ongoing support for our products. Shop Amazon through us. And please consider some of our sponsors, Ken Rolla, you know, The Way, or Sir Thrival, Colloidal Silver with Gary, Sulfur, course, all this stuff, Shen Blossom, all these cool people, Sauna, Iodine Source, that's where you're going to get the Samson thing, and if you're going to play in the Great Natural Hair Reset 2017, thanks for your ongoing support. So, I'm going to play this. I thought about it this morning, and it's something I haven't played for couple years, I think, but this is one of my favorite versions of my favorite song, two of my favorite songs in one song. This is a big, big heavy set fellow, weighed about 400 pounds, and an amazing voice. His name was Z, and he translated some years ago, but he was like a legend in Hawaii, and this is his version of two of my favorite songs. Somewhere Over the Rainbow and What a Wonderful World. Great combo. So you can just sing this along this weekend wherever you go, and you're going to feel better and think about peace, love, and hippie beads.
dreams that you dream of, dreams really do come true. Way